It is on. There it is. I can hear myself. All right. How is everybody doing? Awesome. Amen. Good to see all y'all smiling faces. Good. Okay, amen. Good. Some of y'all just ain't gonna answer for nothing, are you?
No.
Didn't think so. Did not think so. It's all right. I'll answer for you. Makes it funner that way. Gives me something to laugh about later. Amen. Amen. We'll go ahead and pray and get started. Father God, we love, thank you, and we do praise you, Father God. We do thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word with like believers to be able to feed our faith on your word. Holy Ghost, sir, I ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us this evening that we've never seen. I ask you, Father God, to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. And Father God, I thank you that your word will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force, and it will accomplish everything that you send forth for it to do. And I agree with it right now in the name of Jesus, and I pull on that anointing that you placed, that mantle that you placed on my life. And Father God, I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Is my microphone sound all right or does it sound weird? Amen. Hallelujah. So I'll talk for a minute. Let me know when it's fine, then we'll get started. That way y'all can pay attention. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good to us, ain't he? Amen. He really is. He really is. Hallelujah. You ever just stop and look at everything that you have? What you're living in, what you're driving, the clothes you got on? Amen. Hallelujah. God is good to me and Chelsea. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He is true to his word. He really is. He'll always do it. Amen. Let's go ahead and get started. Proverbs 20:27, please. Proverbs 20. Just a side note real fast. I'm going to read y'all something. Y'all are at verse 20, right?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully you are, because I said Proverbs 20, right?
Yes.
What'd I say? We're going to start over. Proverbs chapter 20. That's where we're at. I'm going to read y'all something out of verse 5. Real fast. So it says, counsel in the King James, it says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. But a man with understanding will draw it out. I wrote down, a man with understanding will draw out what the Holy Ghost is saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 27, that was just a little side note. You can have that. Verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is what? Is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of what? The belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, right? The spirit of man. We are a spirit, correct? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. Turn over to Romans 8 real fast, please. Romans 8, about verse 14. Say amen when you get there. Romans 8, 14, King James says, for as many as are led by what?
The Spirit of God.
They are what? That should clear up if you're saved or if you're a son of God or not right there. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the Spirit of God is not going to lead you to be hateful. Spirit of God is not going to lead you to talk about somebody. Spirit of God is not going to have you backbiting, gossiping, talking about somebody. Well, guess what happened at work today? You know, sometimes we think we're just venting. That's what we started calling it, to give it a name. That way we don't feel bad about it. Amen. I should have got a better amen than that. But we called it that. That way, you know, we feel good about it. That way, you know, we feel like we're not gossiping or anything. We're venting. You know, we're just getting it out, you know. But if you're talking about somebody, what are you doing? I mean, it's either black or white. There's no in between, right? Amen. So y'all might as well get happy. We might as well, seriously. Because I did not know I was going to say any of this. None of this is in my notes. I'm not even lying. Because my message got changed this morning while I was at work, actually. So we're just going to go with it. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. So he's not going to lead us to be gossiping, to be backbiting, to be complaining all the time, to talking about somebody else. Is he? No, he's not. He's not going to have us getting out of love with people. Not if we're led by the Spirit of God. So if we are doing that, who are we led by? See, we should differentiate that right away. So if I'm not walking in love, I automatically know. If I'm gossiping about somebody, I don't know if you heard or not, but, you know, so-and-so, I heard that they were cheating on their wife. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do about that, you know. And ask me who I heard. Ask me if I saw it. No, but I was talking to somebody that they heard it from somebody else too. Yeah. Brother Hagin said that he was a pastor at a church, and there was this lady that actually started a rumor, said that she saw him with another lady on the railroad tracks at 4:00 in the morning. He said, first off, Satan will always tell off on himself, because first off, what are you doing out at 4:00 in the morning on the railroad tracks? But guess what he did? Now this really struck me, because a lot of times we want to defend ourselves. A lot of times we'll go up to bat for ourselves. No, that wasn't me. And we'll get aggravated a little bit, you know, because a little bit of that anger wants to come out. That's not me. Who do you think you're talking about? He didn't even deny it. He didn't even deny it. And he started laughing. Started laughing. And wouldn't even answer it. Just started laughing. And never gave it another thought. Or even just gave it any recognition. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we know automatically, we should know who they're from and who they're with. I should know who you're running with by just the way you're acting and what you're doing. I should be able to tell automatically. I really should. I should be able to walk up to somebody and just really be able to tell. Amen. You should. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. Go to verse 16, please. The Spirit itself beareth witness with what? With whose spirit? That we are what? Amen. So even the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit, right? Amen. Let's turn over to John 16 real fast. John 16, verse 13. Say amen when you get over there. How be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, that should let you know right away who they're running with. Because it's the Spirit of what? Well, it's just a little white lie. I'm just fibbing a little. Just a little bit. Because it's the Spirit of truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of what? Spirit of truth. Who is it? Holy Spirit. Where is he at? So then how are we able to lie? Because we continue yielding to that which is not the Spirit of truth. And so we start shearing the Spirit of truth. And so us thinking that it's just a little fib, a little white lie. And so then you start creating a wall or a barrier. And so then it starts becoming hard. And so now, whenever something is wrong, you don't think it's that really wrong anymore. Because you've kind of, it's not that bad. Amen. Okay, so moving along. So when the Spirit of truth is come, that's why it's not even that good to be fibbing a lot. Because a fib is a lie. Amen. Y'all okay? Because look, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Didn't know it was going this way. So please smile. Okay? Amen. Or if you're going to sit up front, at least amen so we can keep going. Amen. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, what's he going to do? Guide us. What's he going to guide us in? He's going to guide us into all truth?
Yes.
Into all truth? There was something going on with the girls a couple years ago, and I was just praying. I prayed throughout the day and stuff, and I was just sitting on the couch, and something just rose up on the inside of me, and I sensed something, so I just walked in their bedroom, and I said it, and they just both looked at me. So I was like, well, I guess I just missed it then, you know? I assumed I just missed it. Well, about a few months later, come to find out, it's what I picked up. So see, whenever we're sensitive, he's going to lead us into all truth. He's going to let us know things constantly through life. He's not going to let us run around in the dark. Because what kind of father would do that to their kids? Just open the door in the nighttime and say, good luck. I hope you don't die. Hope nothing kills you. And I hope nothing bites you. He'll guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you. What? What will he show you? Are you sure?
Yes.
See, we need to know this.
Yes.
Because if we don't know this, then we're walking in darkness. But once we see the truth on it, then we're like, God. That's why Brother Hagin said that anybody in his family, he'd always know 2 years in advance before anybody in his family would pass away. 2 years in advance. 2 years in advance. Why? You think God's a respecter of person? He'll just do it for him? No, he won't. He'll do it for any one of us, matter of fact. Any one of us. I mean, y'all heard Dr. Ricky talk about, he knows, you know, he's asked God about what he's doing right now and about the future and about things he's supposed to be doing. So that way he's kind of got an idea of what's up next. That way he can kind of keep going. God's not going to show him everything because he's not, then he won't be walking in faith. He'll just be walking in sight. But he can kind of give him glimpse or hints of what's coming up. That way he knows what to do. Right? But this key right here, he will show you things to come. Y'all remember Dr. Barb, Chelsea's mom? Down here at a stoplight one morning. It was really foggy. I forget how many years it was now. But it was right there actually, I believe it's by the Walgreens and the Taco Bell right down there off of Marina, yeah. And she was in the right-hand lane, I believe, coming up to that stoplight, and it was really, really foggy, real bad foggy. And she was in the right-hand lane, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of her said, get over in the left-hand lane. She's like, why, you know? You could reason it out. Because she was the only car on the road. Like, why? You know, nobody else is out here. Why would I get in this other lane? And you could talk yourself right out of what the Spirit of God's telling you. And then die, and then go, see? God must have took her. And then just get right off base with what the Bible says. Amen. Anyways, but she said, okay. So she got over in the left-hand lane and pulled up to the stoplight. And no more did she stop at that stoplight, an 18-wheeler blew right past her. Just blew right through that red light. See, he didn't see, because it was so foggy, he didn't see the stoplight. And he wouldn't have seen her sitting there, obviously, because he blew through it. What do you think that had done to her in a parked car? See, the Spirit of God on the inside of us, he's helping us through life. He's not trying to kill us. For a Christian to say, God must have wanted to take them home or something, that's ignorant, because why is he trying to take me home, but yet he's showing me things to come, helping me get through life, showing me things that's trying to kill me. He said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Look, once you get satisfied, whenever you're ready to go home, go home. Till then, don't go home. Don't allow Satan to kill you. Dr. Jerry Savelle, I believe I let you listen to it with the story of that guy overseas. I forget where he was at, Dr. Jerry Savelle. He was talking to some people, and they were overseas. I forget what country he was in. I believe I let you listen to it when it was World War II, you know. And there was a minister, and he was really good friends with one of the head guys in the military. Well, the Spirit of God would tell him where the Germans were going to try to attack them next. The Spirit of God on the inside of him would let him know the exact location where they'd try to come in and attack him next. And so he'd tell the general. And so the general would get all the troops, go set them up over there, and just wreck them every single time. Spirit of God on the inside of us. Look, Satan cannot defeat us. He cannot. We got too much in our arsenal. God gave us too many things to use to be defeated. There was this other minister. He was actually, it was his close friend. They were in college. He ended up passing away. Well, he was going to go preach at his funeral. And so him and his wife got up early, put the kids in the back seat. They went to this airport. One of his friends was going to fly him to the place to preach the funeral. And so it was really early in the morning. So the pastor got into the plane. And so they got on the runway and started taking off. And all of a sudden, the boy in the back seat jumped up and said, "Mama, Mama, Daddy ain't on that airplane, is he?" And she said, "Yeah, you know he's going to preach Uncle So-and-so's funeral." He said, "Don't he know that plane's going to crash into that mountain?" Not very long after he got in the air, it hit the mountain. Bam. See, a lot of times, whenever we do hear the inward witness, we reason it out. Well, that can't happen. No, that won't happen. Or no, I should be good. Or I'll just plead the blood over it. You can't plead the blood over something whenever the Spirit of God told you not to do something. Amen. Y'all all right? Okay, any of y'all getting anything out of this? I hope so. I am. So howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. He not only will he guide us through the word, but he'll also guide us through life. Amen. Not only will he guide us through the word, but he will also guide us through life. Amen. Not only will he guide us through his word, but he will also guide us through life. Amen. He will guide you into all truth. All truth. No matter what's going on or what the situation is, he'll ask him. He will tell you what's really going on. He will tell you. He will tell you. Unless you're a blabmouth. And then he won't. Because some things, well, I won't say that. He will tell you things, okay? The blabmouth thing, obviously nobody's going to talk to us, because if we just tell everything we heard, why would anybody tell us anything, right? Amen. But we ain't like that. That's everybody that's not here that comes on Sunday. Amen. We all know that. I'm just joking. Try to get y'all to laugh. Make sure you're awake and friendly still. All right. Amen. But he will guide us through life. He will guide us through life. And so that means that life will be easy. That means life will be easy. Not only easy, but he will show us things to what? So things that are trying to come against me, think roadblocks that are Satan's trying to set up in front of me or my family or my spouse that's trying to deter us, he'll show me things. Amen. We need to understand that, though. But I can't sit behind my PlayStation all day talk about, "All right, God, just show me things come." I can't sit behind Facebook all day talking about, "All right, God, whenever you're ready, I'm ready." Amen. I mean, we got to make ourselves available. And are we doing that? Amen. We got to make ourselves available. Right? Let's read real fast 1 Kings, please. First Kings 17. Say amen when you get there. Whatever, I'll beat you. First Kings 17. I think I'll verse. That's not the right word. I'll start at verse 2. And the word, say the word.
Word.
The word of the Lord, what did it do?
It came
to him. Right? They didn't have the Spirit of God back then, did they? So the God just talked to him. Spirit, the word of the God, word of the Lord came to him saying, excuse me, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks, and he called to her. And said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord my God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. But what I was really wanting y'all to see, though, is it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, verse 2. And then it says, after a while the brook dried up, verse 7, because there had been no rain in the land. And then verse 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying again. See, he didn't reason it. He didn't question it. Because how many of y'all been fed by birds? Yeah. Chickens. They brought y'all meat? It's interesting, because there was a drought, obviously, because he prayed for it, because he was supposed to. But there was a drought, and God told him and took care of him. Even though there was a drought in the land, God still took care of him. Right? Because he showed him things to come. Look, here's where I need you to go. And it's interesting that he didn't tell him about the woman until that came up. Right? Until there was no more water in the creek. Because if he'd have told him ahead of times, and that's the thing about us sometimes. We want to know step by step by step. Well, what's next? What's next? What's next? We'll finish this first one, then we'll get to the next one. Well, I want to know the next, the next, and the next. Finish this first one, then we'll get to the next one. Because if I tell you the step, 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 and step, then you're not walking by faith at all. Now you're just walking by sight. And God does not work off of sight. What does he work off of? Right? And so it's interesting that he told him, he said, go to the brook. Look, there's going to be some birds. They're going to feed you. All right? And you can drink of the water of the creek. You'll be taken care of. Amen. Even though there was a drought there, he was still taken care of. And then the creek dried up. Did he panic? Are you sure? Some of y'all ain't. Are you sure? He say, yes, I'm sure. Okay, good. Thank you, Earl. See, that's why I like you, Earl. Right there, amen. So he didn't panic. Why? Why didn't he panic? Because he know God has been taking care of me. Why would I panic now? This is nothing new. God's going to continually show me things to come. Show me what my next step is. Let me know what I need to do next to continue on. He's not going to leave me out here to starve and die with everybody else that's going through this rough patch. I don't have to go through a rough patch. I don't. I said I don't. Amen. It might look rough, but we can smile and enjoy life and go right through it. Amen. But God told him to go, so he went. And he didn't worry about it after the brook dried up. Didn't worry about it. Didn't worry one iota about it. Then the word of the Lord came to him and said, hey, I commanded a widow woman over here to sustain you. Go over this way. He said, all right, just gathered all the stuff, head on. It's exactly how we need to be when the Spirit of God on the inside of us says, hey, do this. Okay. Not question it. Well, are you sure I need to give them that? You sure I need to do that? I used to do that. And then I stopped. Because, like with me, I'm going to talk about me. If I knew about you, I'd talk about you, right? Yes. All right. So with me, you know, it was always sowing money, right? And so it wasn't just sowing money at the church, but individuals. And so it finally came down to it, you know, like there's this one time, hey, sow this $100 to this couple. And, you know, I was kind of going, well, what if that's not me? What if it's the devil? Then I got to thinking, what did I just say? Why would the devil tell me to bless somebody? And so that just kind of cured everything for me. So I just shut up and just did it. Amen. Yeah, it's kind of funny once you start listening to yourself, talk to yourself. It gets pretty good after a little bit if you pay attention. Amen. Turn over to John 14 real fast, please. Hold it together, Steve. Hold it together. John 14, we'll start about verse 16. Say amen when you get there, please. Let's I'll read it out of the King James, then I'm going to do it out of the Classic. Is that all right with you? Yes. Thank you. So, the King James is, and I will pray the Father, and he shall do what? That he may what? What's he going to do with you forever? Abide with us. Live with us forever. Even. Look, here it is again. Even the Spirit of what? Whom the world cannot receive. Who can't receive it? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. Say, I know him. Hallelujah. For he dwelleth in you and shall be what? Be in you. Amen. Next, please. I will not leave you what? I will come to you. But that's a very important sentence right there. I will not leave you what? Another translation says orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. You're not by yourself in this. You're not on your own. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Verse 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall. What's he going to do? And bring all things to what? You know, he will teach you all things. We need to understand that. We really do. Especially, we need to stop saying that we don't understand stuff. We really do. I learned that quick working with my dad. Because whenever they got the sand plant and I had to go to the Arkansas River and pump the sand out, and that motor, it would stop working, and then the seal would get all messed up, and then it wouldn't seal properly. And if you just sit down there and you ain't working, and he comes up, why didn't you ask the Holy Ghost how to fix it instead of just standing here wasting time? Because if he will teach me, he will. He'll let you know how to do stuff. But see, the thing is, we really don't believe that. That's the thing. Some people really don't believe that. The God that created the universe and everything in it, they really don't think he's smart enough to teach us things that we created by him giving us the idea. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amplified verse 16 says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, or helpless. Say helpless. Amen. I will come back to you. Amen. But that verse up there, Comforter, I started looking them up in the Noah Webster. The Comforter means one who administers comfort or consolation, one who strengthens and supports the mind in distress or danger. Amen. That's comforter. Counselor means any person who gives advice, but properly, one who is authorized. One who is authorized by natural relationship or by birth. See, that's our dad. And so we're kin. See, so that means by birth, we're kin. So he's authorized. Amen. To advise another in regard to his future conduct and measures. I'm going to read that again. To advise another in regard to his or her future conduct and measures. Future. He'll show you things to come. He'll let you know. Helper, it is one that helps, aids, or assists. One that furnishes or administers a remedy. One that supplies with anything wanted. Amen. Intercessor, it's a mediator, one who pleads in behalf of another. Amen. I like that. Amen. Advocate is one who pleads the cause of another. Amen. Amen. Strengthener, that which increases strength. Something which taken into the system increases the action and energy of the vital powers. Amen. The standby, the Noah Webster didn't have anything for the standby, so I looked it up in the Webster dictionary. And standby, it said, one to be relied on, especially in emergencies. One that is held in reserve, ready for use. Amen. Amen. And that's what he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 26, right here, it says, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything. Say everything. I've told you. Amen. All right. Amen. I believe we'll stop. Some of y'all is just staring off in the wild blue yonder. Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. And we do thank you for your word, Father God. I thank you that it will continue to grow and to produce a harvest on the inside of us. And we will continue to meditate on it.